I've never forgotten one thing that the world's Patrick Nguyen told me once about Thailand's strict drug laws. Suspicious police there can ask anyone, randomly, to pee in a cup and test them for drugs. If they find you've consumed any illegal substances, even marijuana, you're in trouble with the law. But Thailand's leaders are rapidly shifting gears, suddenly dead set on churning out world-class cannabis for medical use. The government there says it's making marijuana a top priority. A few months ago, they quietly allowed a small group of scientists to start growing marijuana and experimenting with THC-infused products. The aforementioned Patrick Nguyen got an early look at Thailand's first legal cannabis research lab, the first in all of Asia. Set the scene for us, Patrick. What was that cannabis lab like, and how secret is it?
Well, there is this university north of Bangkok called Rangsit University. Just picture a normal college campus. They have formed something called a ganja studies department. Ganja is the formal word for marijuana in Thai. So they're not just having fun there. So I get there and the ganja studies professors take me to a lightly guarded rooftop five floors up on a campus building. And I see this big greenhouse with these big stalks of marijuana. And the professors are agricultural innovators, that's what they call themselves. And they're very proud. They're like, look what we grew. We only got permission to do this a few months ago. And so I asked one of the professors, this is really interesting, but marijuana is technically still illegal in most aspects. You know, where did you get the seeds and what strains are you growing?
For now, we don't know yet because we got from there. How to say, bipolaris. That's why we don't know exactly what kind of cannabis strain.
Okay. So she doesn't know what kind of cannabis strain they've got because they got the seeds from the police?
She got them from the police, yeah. Importing marijuana is still illegal in Thailand, so the researchers had to ask the Narcotics Bureau, to be exact, for marijuana seized from criminals. So if anyone listening has been busted in the last year with weed in Thailand, thank you for your contribution to science and medicine. Your plants look very nice. I got to see them. From the rooftop, we went down into their laboratory. And now they're running experiments on both the weed that they're growing and the weed that they got from the cops. And it was there that I met the dean of the pharmacy school, and he took me to see his stash in his laboratory.
The cannabis raw material must be kept safe and straight. This is the cannabis that we got from the government, about 40 kilograms.
40 kilograms, that's about 80 pounds, not insignificant. Although from some of the pictures you took, some of that cannabis looks like wet spinach. What are they doing with all this?
Yeah, I think in high school we would have called it dirt weed. Big, you know, brown bricks of weed wrapped in cellophane. That's what this scientist had. And they're also using the stuff that they grow themselves, and they're trying to make stuff out of it that they can give to patients. And I should say, most of the weed that they got from the cops was not usable because it has pesticides and toxins and heavy metals in it. This is all medical use, so the people ingesting it are going to be sick, so it has to be very high quality. There's 5 illnesses allowed for cannabis treatment in Thailand: chemotherapy, recovery, multiple sclerosis, epilepsy, so pretty serious conditions. The idea at this point is the doctor is not just going to give you a spliff and say, have fun. The doctor will give you something that's prescription, that's non-smokable, that has THC in it. So in that laboratory, they're experimenting and playing around and making up their own THC recipes. I saw that they had made massage oils that you rub into your stomach. I saw some sort of little wafer cookie thing that they were making, a THC nasal spray. But by far my favorite was this herbal powder using locally grown ingredients. And there's a researcher I met there. She was very proud to show off her own recipe of this flavorful powder.
This recipe is composed of herbal medicine, such as black pepper, ginger, and cannabis leaf.
So she sees this more as herbal medicine. Black pepper, ginger, cannabis leaf, what's that going to make? And where is she getting this recipe from?
I think she made it up. there's actually 3 types of pepper in her mixture. It actually made me fall in love with Thailand all over again. You know, they're putting pepper in the ganja. That's so Thai. She's doing that because she's trying to come up with something that will appeal to the Thai market. The sick people taking this will be Thai, and so it has to taste good. In fact, there's one ingredient she didn't mention. She wants people to mix this powdery stuff with coconut oil to enhance the flavor. So I asked her what that would taste like. She just said there, if you mix it with coconut oil, it will be floral and sweet. Or if you mix it with pomegranate juice, it will be more bitter.
Help us understand, though, what attitudes change within the Thai government that they said, we're going to stop fighting marijuana, at least for medicinal purposes, and embrace it.
It's interesting. America has been an influence in the past because of its global war on drugs. Now American states are an influence. They're inspired by what's happening in places like Colorado and California and all these other U.S. states, I can't even keep track anymore, that have legalized medicinal marijuana and they're following suit. It just really feels like the stigma is lifting, not just in Thailand, but starting to happen in another few Asian countries as well. And also, I think long term, they're thinking some money can be made from this as well.
So when will people be actually able to go to the pharmacy and purchase and consume marijuana edibles for medicinal use, like that black pepper, ginger, and cannabis leaf powder?
I think it's going to be a while because they don't have enough marijuana for mass production. Thai officials keep calling this a transition period where the public will get used to it and they'll ramp up supply. But there is this real excitement in the air. There's a scientist I met at the research lab who had invented his own machine called the Herb Presso that distills THC from the leaves that they're growing. And he's a really good example of the enthusiasm and buzz around cannabis in Thailand. He thinks the country has this chance to become a cannabis capital of Asia. And just listen to how excited he is.
Thailand is the best place to grow marijuana. And also, we have a variety of cannabis species. The flower is nice, the plants, the herbs, everything is so well adjusted to this climate. So we can have world-class quality here in Thailand.
And so what I think you'll see happen in the next few years is they'll expand the list of types of sick people that can take it. Right now, you know, chemotherapy treatment, so that's very severe. Maybe in 3 years, back pain.
The world's Patrick Nguyen in Bangkok. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Marco.